Today's message might be a little bit different than we normally do it. One of the things that I find important is I'm always trying to find a way to inspire you. How can I inspire you to actually take action in what I'm saying? This is an ongoing challenge, to find a way to inspire, to encourage, so that you'll actually put into action what God is talking about. Because if we never act on it, or if we don't believe it for that matter, we can't get anything out of it. It requires us believing, and if we truly believe, then we act in alignment with what God is saying. Today's message is called Peace of Mind. Peace of Mind. In order for me to bring some more peace of mind to you, I felt that I wanted to talk a little bit today about more scientific studies, what scientists have been discovering. And I think this might be helpful for some of you because I know many of you are believers and you'll just believe and you act on it because God said it. But sometimes we have learned all these lessons, we've gone to all these classes, and we've got all these degrees, and as a result of it, it sometimes makes it a little harder for us to believe because we have so many facts and figures and information in our head that stuff sometimes tries to override what God is saying. So rather than us being able to receive that what God is saying is truth, we're overriding it by all the facts and information of what science is saying. Now, here's the interesting thing is, science has been behind God for a long time. I mean, God moves at the speed of light, and they move a little bit slower than that. But recently, scientists have been catching up on a few things, and we start to see a correlation between what God has been saying forever, and now the scientists are starting to see how this really fits in. They're starting to understand what he's been talking about. So I want to talk about the peace of mind. Now, I want to start out by reading this scripture, Romans 12, chapter 12, verse 2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You've heard me read this a lot of times. That we want to change our mind. And I have said to you, probably 100 times, if not more, how important it is for us to change our mind. That we have to change it. And I've explained to you all the benefits of changing it. Well, today I want to go into something a little bit different to talk about why it's important to change our minds. Some of the scientific evidence that has come up, that has been revealed, showing what is happening in our minds. Now, as I've been talking, you guys have been thinking, and all kinds of thoughts have been going through your heads. Memories have been coming up. Sometimes you're recalling something from the past. You start noticing, you start having, memories of different events. Perhaps you're relating it to something that I did or a certain mannerism that I had. And so all these things are going on in your head at the same time. Every one of those thoughts is having an impact on every single cell of your body. And it's happening at faster than the speed of light. It's happening at a super rate. So every thought that you are having right now is impacting every cell of your body. As a result of those thoughts, chemicals are being released, proteins are being released, cells are doing things that they're supposed to do. But everything is being impacted. Now, this is why we're starting to understand why it's so important for us to change the way we're thinking. Because what the scientists have started noticing in tests, and they've been testing and looking at the brain, and they have seen that the way we think affects our brain in a very dramatic way. And in fact, it affects the cells of our body. And it affects our body. And what they've noticed is that our brain, this is what the scientists, this is neuroscientists that are saying this. What the brain has been wired for is it's wired for love and forgiveness. This is how the brain functions at its best. This is when it looks its best. When we have thoughts of love and forgiveness and peace, they start to see on all their little scans and all their little, you know, things that they're measuring it with, they see a healthy, high-functioning brain. Now, that's interesting. That we actually have been wired, our brain has been wired for love. Because you've heard me say a lot of times, God is love. And I've always been saying we want to get ourselves in alignment with God. And we want to get ourselves in alignment with what God is thinking. We want to have God's thoughts. If God is love and God has obviously only can have loving thoughts, and now we have those thoughts, that means now that our brain is going to be working in perfect harmony. And that means that every single thought that we now have will be in alignment with love. And remember that every single thought is impacting every single cell and all the functions of our entire body at faster than the speed of light. So if we're having loving thoughts, now it's affecting everything in our body in a positive way. And what they have seen is they see that all the cells are working in perfect harmony when this is the kind of thoughts that we have. All the chemicals are being released as they're supposed to be. All the proteins are released in the right amounts. All the hormones in the right amounts. So everything is working together for good to those who love God. Remember that scripture? That's the same thing the scientists are now seeing. They're seeing that our brain works best in an environment of love and peace. Isn't that interesting? Say amen to that.
Amen.
The scientists are realizing now something we've been saying all along. Something that God has been saying all along. Now, the other thing they noticed, and this is what I'm hoping you guys will recognize the importance of transforming, you know, of not being conformed to this world, but being transformed by the renewing of your mind. I'm hoping to get across to you, this is why it's important to renew your mind. Because what the scientists also notice is that if your thoughts are of fear and worry and hatred and depression, what they notice is those kind of thoughts cause brain damage. That's what the scientists said. Thoughts of fear and worry and anger and hatred cause actual brain damage. Wow. Did you know that? I never heard that before, but when I heard that, it blew my mind. Say amen to that. That is amazing. So brain damage is being created when we have these negative or toxic thoughts. What they saw is that the cells, that all the little cells in our body have all these little thousands of doorways. When we have these negative kind of fearful thoughts, all those doorways get blown off of it. And what that means is now there's chaos in the body. Chemicals and hormones running everywhere, wrong amounts and wrong combinations. Suddenly we start feeling not so good. It's all the same hormones and same chemicals and same proteins that were there before, but now they're not in an orderly manner like they were before. They're not in the right amounts. And as a result of this, our body begins to feel very bad. So we're causing brain damage, but at the same time, here's another interesting thing that happens. They said that 98% of cancer comes from our thought life. The things that we're thinking is causing it. 98% of cancers. Unbelievable. From our thought life. Do we see the importance of what this scripture is saying now? Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. What is the perfect will of God? He wants us to abide in Him. He wants us to abide in love. Why is that so important? Because He created us in His own image. How does our body function the best? The neuroscientists are now saying that our brain functions in that environment of love. That's when it functions the best. That's when our body functions the best. That's when we're the healthiest. That's when we're the happiest. Interesting. Now, these neuroscientists also said that through what we're thinking, we change our DNA. We can actually change our DNA. Now, I thought DNA, my thinking was DNA was something you just inherited and you got it and that was it. But they began to describe how, as you know, DNA sits dormant. So if you inherited something, it would just sit dormant until you have the thought, oh my God, my father had heart problems and my grandfather had heart problems. And then that fearful thought would activate the DNA. It had sit dormant. It would never have reacted or worked until that moment. Now it suddenly gets unlocked and starts to go to work, doing exactly what I thought that it would do. So the DNA itself comes into that way. But now, the good news was they also said we can change our DNA. By thinking different thoughts, our DNA can actually be changed. We can release those negative things that we've inherited, and we can now graft in something healthy and good by implanting what God is saying, God's love. It will start to bring in His DNA. The neuroscientists have been noticing this and studying it and measuring it. I hope you're seeing the importance of renewing your mind. Renewing your mind will limit brain damage. Renewing your mind, though, will also change your DNA. It will change. All those things that you think you've inherited can be changed. It can be changed by what you're thinking, by thinking the thoughts of God. Say amen to that.
Amen.
You can change it. I didn't know that. Most diseases, 98 to 99% of all diseases comes from what we are thinking. This is what the neuroscientists have found. 98 to 99% of all diseases are coming from what we're thinking. If you don't want to have any diseases in your life, or the mass majority of them, renew your mind. Renew your mind to the thoughts of God. And you will have eliminated the majority of them right there. It's easy to get into the wrong kind of thinking and begin to see ourselves in one way. Remember, we were created in the image of God. But it's not uncommon for people to get the wrong thoughts about themselves. Even, remember the people that they brought out of Israel, out of Egypt, the Israelites? They were going to take them into the promised land. And right before they took them in, God had said, I'm giving you this land, it's all yours. They sent some people in to stake it out and check out and see what was going on in the promised land. And when it came back, here's what the report was. Now listen to this. This is in Numbers chapter 13 and verse 33. There we saw the giants, the descendants of Anak, came from the giants. And we were like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in their sight. So this is the report, the bad report that the spies gave when they came back from their reconnaissance mission from the promised land. Now God had already said, I'm giving you this land. When they came back, they said, look at how they said this. We were like grasshoppers in our own sight. How did these guys see themselves? They saw themselves as grasshoppers. This is the thoughts they have of themselves. This is how they identify who they are. This is their identity. As a result of having a grasshopper mentality, they see themselves as grasshoppers and the people of the land. See, they say, we were like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in their sight. So because we saw ourselves like grasshoppers, they saw us like grasshoppers. The grasshopper mentality is what prevented the children of Israel from receiving the promised land the first time when God gave it to them. They had this mentality that didn't allow them to receive it. They were thinking the wrong things. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Are you with me? You get that? Make sense? So we need to change. So here these guys had the wrong mentality. They could not receive the blessings and the promises of God that He wanted to give them. It was all laid out. It was already given. They couldn't take it because they had the wrong mentality. We've got to change our minds. We've got to change our minds so that we can now receive that. Now, let me go down a couple of other interesting points here. That's interesting. Every toxic choice creates neural degeneration. So we're talking about that brain damage again. Every toxic choice even. Our toxic choices, though, happen from our toxic thoughts. So if we have negative thoughts, those negative thoughts, then we're going to make negative choices. As a result, that's going to have a negative impact on our body. Don't want to do that. We want to change it. I'm hoping you guys are getting to the point where you're saying, I don't want to do that. I want to have that peace of mind. I want to have that brain that's not being damaged, the one that's filled with love. That's the way it's meant to operate. I'm going to change my thoughts. I'm going to change my thoughts and get the thoughts of God. It says here in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 6, therefore I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. It's reminding us right here in 2 Timothy of what kind of spirit we were given. We were not given a spirit of fear. That's going to cause brain damage. That's not the spirit we were given. We were given the spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. That's the spirit that we have. And that's going to bring harmony to our body. It's going to bring healing. This is one of the good things. I mentioned brain damage, and some of you might be thinking, I'm in serious trouble right now. The good news is we can renew our minds. Our minds can actually heal. The brain can heal. So whatever damage you've done up to this point, today is the day we can turn it around and change it right now if you choose. You can choose today to say, that's it. No more brain damage for me. I'm going to get my brain healed. And it can be healed. This is the other thing neuroscientists have talked about. They were saying that even brain damage that was done from traumatic accidents can be healed. It can be healed. When I thought, I always was under the impression, nope, that's it. You get brain damage, you're in big trouble. These neuroscientists had learned through their studies that and through therapy, putting people through therapies based on those studies, that they were healed. So you can completely renew your brain back to where it was before. How do we do it? Now, what they had done is they were using positive thoughts, the thoughts of God. The thoughts of God were what were renewing and changing the brain. It was changing the way the cells of the brain looked, and it was making them healthy until eventually the entire brain became this beautiful, healthy, balanced-looking brain. So you can change it. It doesn't matter what you did before. Your brain can be changed. Your mind can be changed. All by changing what you're thinking. Changing what you're thinking. We need to have the right kind of thoughts. If we're going to step into the promises of God, if we want to step into the promised land, we don't want to have the grasshopper mentality. That's not going to help us. If we want to fulfill the promises that we have set up for 2016 and fulfill the dreams which we're moving towards, we cannot have the grasshopper mentality. We cannot have that toxic thought mentality. What we need to have are the thoughts of God. And those are in the Word of God. We need to get that on the inside. The soon as we do that, our brain starts to heal. Our body starts to heal. Those degenerative diseases that it was talking about that you could get, it was also saying that because you have good thoughts, it would impact those cells and change them and they would heal too. We can be completely healed. You already know that. You know that it says in the Scripture, by His stripes we are healed. Remember, He was the Word made flesh. Jesus was the Word made flesh. So if we know that it's through Him that we receive the healing, and He is the Word made flesh, now we receive the words. Now the words renew our mind, that changes our brain, heals our brain, heals our body. If we start having only thoughts of love and forgiveness and goodness and peace, now every part of our body starts to function the way it was meant to and heals itself. And we can get to that perfect state of regeneration being renewed on all levels. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Very interesting, huh? So let's go down here. Oh, this is interesting. The body recognizes toxic thoughts as a viral invasion. This is how it recognizes it. Now think about the number. When I heard that, I started thinking about how many diseases there are now that are autoimmune diseases, which means the body thinks that it's being attacked by some sort of virus, and then it creates the conditions like MS, Parkinson's. They say these are autoimmune diseases. Well, as I read this, I started, you know, thinking, well, if the body's seeing toxic thoughts as a virus, that's why all these autoimmune diseases have come up. Because we have all this negative thinking in our minds, and now we're rejecting. We're now fighting against it because it's creating a virus. Let's change our minds, people. Let's get into the thoughts of God. It's time to change it. These are some interesting things. As I said, it's going to be a little different today because I wanted to go down these things and get it understood. Now, here's another interesting thing they noticed. Unforgiveness leaves a connection. They called it a quantum connection between the people or the situation. So if we have a situation where we're unforgiving with someone, we're upset with someone, we're angry with them, what happens is, they said, it creates an energetic connection with that person or that situation, meaning that we are directly connected to it if we have unforgiveness. That unforgiveness is now in there, and we're connected to that same person that might have traumatized us. This is the importance of forgiving people. We want to forgive them because it releases that connection. Now, you've heard a lot about Liza and me speaking for years about releasing attachments and releasing connections, right? Releasing energetic attachments and connections because God had already told us that. We didn't need neuroscientists to tell us that. God had showed us and told us, and we could see there were energetic attachments in the spiritual connected to people. And we, you know, if you don't release that resentment or that hurt or that trauma, then that connection remains. So we've seen that for a long time, but now neuroscientists are now seeing that too, that there in fact is a connection when you don't forgive. See, look at this. Scientists are starting to realize now that all the things that God was telling us is right. Have forgiveness, have peace, have thoughts of love. This is how we function the best. This is how the kingdom of God works. Scientists are just finally catching up to realize that everything that God was saying was for a purpose. And it was for our best purpose so that we could do the most amazing things in our life. Isn't that interesting? I thought it was pretty good. Now, here's another interesting one. Hatred can leave its DNA in you. It can, if you're angry at somebody else, that hatred towards them creates this connection, and it can actually leave their DNA in you. The other person, the one that you're hating or angry at. Isn't that interesting? I don't want that. Do you want that? God says forgive. He says don't hate. Why? Because he wants us to release that stuff. He doesn't want it to affect us. The good news is, again, the neuroscientist said that we can change our DNA. So even if we picked up something, we can release it. And through the thoughts of God, through the word of God, we can renew our body, our mind, and we can change and release that DNA. Everything is changeable. Everything is healing and exactly the way God was saying that it is. Very interesting. Let's go down a little further. Now they said our brain is designed to get better with age. Our brain is designed to get better with age. And what is causing all of this Alzheimer's and dementia? We're seeing this everywhere, right? What is going on with that? You might have been like me and starting to think, uh-oh, what is happening? Oh, my brain doesn't go like that. The good news is our brain is meant to get better with age, and that has nothing to do with us. Again, it's negative thoughts. working the system over, and what happens is brain damage because of the toxic thoughts. And basically, people were thinking fearful thoughts, worrying thoughts, anger thoughts, and their brain got totally disintegrated, and now the memories aren't working the way they're supposed to. And what we now know is that if you change, and this is what they were saying as well, the neuroscientists, if we change their thoughts, they can actually renew that mind and get back to the way they're supposed to be. So what kind of thoughts do we want, and you know, to have in our mind so that our mind continues to get better with age? Love, peace, joy, all the things that are the will of God, to do the perfect will of God. We can renew our mind. It can change. Again, this is something that's happening. See, in our society, we're seeing all these things happen, and you start to wonder, what is going on out there? It is merely people that have got the wrong thoughts into their head. Toxic ideas have come into place, and it has become a habitual pattern that has now broken down their minds and broken down their bodies. God has already given us the antidote. Say amen to that. God has already given you the antidote. Now, if there's any of that in your history, in your family, you need to start right now getting rid of the thought that that's mine. Because even if it was inherited, and they were talking about how the thoughts are encapsulated in the cells and are actually passed on to the next generation. For four generations, it said this DNA thoughts can be passed on to the next one. But again, they said, but it doesn't have to be yours. It's not activated unless you have the fearful thought, and you can immediately release it and change it if you begin to put in the positive, loving thoughts of God. Now, of course, we want to have the Spirit of God working with us on this, because that's when the true healing and power comes in. So we can change every single thing that we've inherited for four generations. We can change it right now. It has no power over us. We can change every single condition that might have been running in your family. You just need to release the fearful thought of whatever it is, get it out of your mind, and now put in the positive things that God wants you to have. Powerful, loving thoughts, how you are healed by His stripes, how you are blessed, how you are favored. This is healing you. This is changing you. This is where we're going. We're going to be moving forward and really getting this. We're going to start understanding how to create habits. This is what I'm going to talk about next week. Creating a habit so that we can start to put in the good things that God has prepared for us. And in doing so, we're going to be weeding out those bad habits of the wrong thoughts. We're going to be weeding out all the stuff that is creating the trouble. Now, here's an interesting thing also, they said. Depression is grieving something you have not lost yet. That's what depression is. And how do all these emotions come? Depression and stuff. It comes because we're thinking the wrong things again. And now all the doors get blown off the cells. And now all the chemicals get mixed up. And now everything's in chaos rather than order. How do we change it? Again, we have to change what we're thinking. We have to choose to change what we're thinking so that we can renew our mind. We're going to learn the proper habits of how to do that, how to put in the good thoughts, and how to weed out the wrong thoughts. We already have Jesus. I've been telling you for years, if you've got a negative thought, give it to Jesus. He'll take it away. Why? Because that's what He did on the cross. He took every negative thought, every sickness, every disease. See, sickness and disease, they now are saying, are associated with the thoughts. But He took the iniquity off our minds, the guilt, the fear, the worry. He took that from us. Why? So we wouldn't be thinking about that. So we would now be filled by the Holy Spirit, be filled by the power of love, so that now the only thoughts we have are of love, of power, of healing. This is what God has for you. This is why the whole plan of God is so perfect. He came and took that other stuff away, and now He is putting upon you His hand. His hand of healing is upon you to change your mind, to heal your brain, to heal your body, to heal your life. It all goes together. It comes down to you choosing, though. Do you want to choose today to begin to develop the habit of having the thoughts of God, having the mind of Christ, is the way it says in the Bible. Having the mind of Christ will give you the thoughts of God, which are thoughts of peace, which is exactly how your brain functions the best, which is exactly what heals your body the fastest, which is exactly what puts you in complete alignment with the plan of God and His promises. Say amen to that. This is where God is. This is where God is taking us. In James chapter 1 and verse 22, it says, "Therefore, lay aside all filthy and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls." It's saying here in James the same thing. We've got to remove those thoughts that are causing harm to our bodies and our brains and our lives. And it's saying, implanted the word. And receive with meekness the implanted word. What word? The word of God. We can see it, receive it, implanted. It can be planted into our brain. If we get the words of God, God's words are love. They are power. They are a sound mind. They are peace. That's what we want to put in. And James is talking about weeding out those weeds of the false thought and now getting in the implanted word, the words of love. The words of love implanted in your mind. And it's going to bring healing. It's going to save your soul, as it's said in the scripture. But what that means is it's going to bring healing to your body. It's going to bring healing to your life. It's going to bring healing to every situation that you've gone through. It's going to change everything for the better. Say amen to that.
Amen.
It says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 4, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds." Our weapons is what it's talking about here. Verse 5, casting down every argument and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. What this verse is talking about is exactly what I'm saying. We don't want to let for a second that negative or toxic thought of fear or worry be in our brain. We want to bring it into captivity. We've been given weapons. They're beyond the carnal. They are something supernatural that we can encapsulate and take down that thought, and we can cast it down, is what it's saying. We can cast it down immediately. Any thought that tries to rear up against God's knowledge, we can cast it down immediately. It's got no power over you. You can take it and throw it down. And that way, every time you do that, it can't raise up to create any problem in your body or any problem in your life. You just have to take it and cast it down. This is a great scripture to stand on and really understand what it's saying here. For the weapons of our warfare, we're in a battle. We're in a battle and we want to be with God. It's easy because we have something that's mightier. It's mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. These areas that have become, these strongholds are habits. Habits of thought. What are your thought habits? Worry, fear? I hope not. But you have the power to pull down those strongholds. They can't stand against what we have been given. Because when we implant the word of God, it will knock those down like the wall of Jericho. It'll be pulled down. And now there's a place for us to develop a new habit. Words of love. Words of peace. This will change your actions. It'll change what you're saying. It'll change how you're feeling. It'll change. You'll start to manifest now the dreams and the beliefs that God has been speaking to you. All comes down to choice. All comes down to choice. Look at this. Here's a great example of if we let the fear in. This is Job. Job chapter 3 and verse 25. And this is Job speaking. He says, "For the thing I greatly feared has come upon me, and what I dreaded has happened to me." Remember Job, the story of Job? He was a guy, he was rich, he had cattle, he had land, he had children, he had a wife. He was the richest guy in all the world. But see, he recognizes, "For the things I feared have come upon me." He was afraid he was going to lose it all. This fear was already inside of him. and stewing. What did that fear end up doing? It ended up taking everything. He lost his children. He lost his animals. He lost his land. He lost his riches. He even lost his health. But then he recognized it. He spotted it. Once he recognized it, he was able to now bring it into captivity. And now he was able to let the power of God's love now rise up. And when he did that, what happened? God restored to him everything. Double, twice as much. Now Job had twice as much livestock, twice as much land, twice as many children. His health must have been twice as good. Because he was now able to get rid of that thought. We can change everything, guys. Everything can be changed. Everything can be changed, and it doesn't have to take very long. We just have to make the choice. Guys, if you want your life to change, and Golden Heart is all about change. If you want your life to change, I want you to come with me on a journey. Join me in a journey where we begin to develop the habits of God's words. Get those to be our habits so that we now have those as our thoughts. We now have those as the words we speak. We now act on that. There's nothing that can stop us. You just have to choose it. God has already given us the power. He has already given us the way. See, neuroscientists didn't discover this stuff till just recently, and yet how long ago was it that they wrote about the implanted word which is able to save your soul? Because God's way ahead. He already has the solution. He's already given us the antidote to every problem. And now all we got to do is be diligent. It won't. A habit doesn't just fall on you while you lay on the sofa or sit under a tree. That's not how you make a habit. You've got to make a choice first that I want to develop a new habit. And then you want to be disciplined and say, I'm going to do this. You've got to have an ability to say, I'm going to stick with this and I'm going to do it till I achieve it. You know, because if you just kind of lay there on the sofa and say, yeah, I'm going to develop a habit, you know, a good habit, a healthy habit, it ain't going to happen. You've got to choose. Once you choose it, then it's possible. Stick to it. You can change everything. Isaiah 55, verse 9. God speaking here. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. My thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts your thoughts than your thoughts. God's thoughts are much higher than our thoughts. We can live by our thoughts. You've already been hearing me telling you where that takes us in terms of our body and our mind. Or we can choose to go by God's thoughts. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. This is what we were created. We were created in God's image. We were created to live according to His thoughts. Those higher thoughts, those higher ways. The minute we choose that, God lifts you to a whole new level. Now something amazing begins to happen in your body. It begins to heal. It begins to change. It's renewed on all levels. Something begins to change in your life. Your life begins to flourish. It becomes prosperous. You are blessed. You are highly favored. Everywhere you go, you have preferential treatment. You have battles won, which you do not have to fight. That all comes about by receiving higher thoughts. Those are the thoughts of God. God's ways are different than our way. We have to choose, though, that I want to develop the habit of thinking and having God's thoughts. Those higher thoughts, so that I can live in that kind of way. Is that your choice? Is that what you want to choose? Close your eyes right now. Close your eyes right now. And I want you just to take a moment. And I want you to think about that you can heal everything in your body, every emotion, every physical condition, every situation in your life can be healed. Every single one of them can be healed. It's been backed up by science now. Every single thing can be healed. God said it. By His stripes we're healed. Today, if you choose, you can choose to step on a journey of higher thoughts that take you to that place of ultimate health, blessing, prosperity, and healing, where God fills you with peace beyond compare, where that peace flows out of you so strongly that it affects everyone you encounter. It affects the world around you and the situations. It's your choice. God has given us a choice. It says in Deuteronomy 30, verse 19. Listen to this as your eyes are closed and you're making your choice. I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you. This is God speaking. That I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your descendants may live. God knows the choice that He has put before you. He knows which choice He wants you to take. Which one is it that you want to have? Right now in your heart, make your choice. If you choose life, say, Jesus, come into my heart. I make you my Lord and Savior. I receive your peace. You are the Prince of Peace, and I receive you right now. And I thank you, Lord, that you take every negative and toxic thought out of my body, out of my mind, out of my brain, that you release it from my life right now. And I receive the mind of Christ. I receive the higher thoughts of God. Jesus, let your spirit right now fill me. Fill me with the thoughts of God. Higher thoughts. Thoughts that are peaceful and healing and transforming. This is my choice. I choose you, Jesus. I choose life. I choose the words of life. I choose the Spirit. I choose blessing. I choose prosperity. I choose love. In Jesus' name, amen.